The University of Dubuque has walked away from a deal to operate part of the Sheldon Jackson College campus in Sitka. The private Iowa university was exploring the possibility of launching some sort of operation in Sitka, but its president said today that Dubuque, the city of Sitka, and the management of the former Sheldon Jackson College could not agree on how to move forward. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
University of Dubuque President Jeffrey Bullock released a public letter saying his university is going to step away from the table.
You know, that's the way these things go. We did our best, and we invested a couple of years in it. And ultimately, we came to the conclusion that what the Sheldon Jackson board was looking for was not what we felt comfortable delivering.
Bullock says in his letter that the Sheldon Jackson board was looking for someone to take over the entire campus and run it as it was previously run. He says Dubuque's leaders don't believe that's the right way to pursue education in Sitka. Members of the board, along with Sheldon Jackson College President David Dobler, could not be reached for comment on Monday. Bullock says Dubuque was willing to put up money from its donors and was looking for more money from the city of Sitka than the city was willing to give.
In the configuration that I believe the city was looking for, I don't think there was a prayer for this thing to be supported or successful financially.
He says city leaders made a verbal commitment of significant dollars and then moved to what he called a, quote, maybe in the future type of arrangement, unquote. He also says Dubuque did not have the full political support of city leaders.
I guess I can only speak for myself and say that I think that the tone and the assignment of blame on the city side is a surprise, and I don't think that it's accurate.
Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams.
We spent our time, our treasure, our political capital on not only getting to know Dubuque, but also advocating in the state for example, the purchase of the Stratton Library for use at Sheldon Jackson Museum was part of trying to restructure the college's debt. So I think that the city, myself included, did do due diligence on the political end.
McAdams graduated from Sheldon Jackson in 2000. He says the city has to weigh the costs of putting money into Dubuque against the benefits it would have in the community.
I don't see how the city had the capacity to be able to both restructure help restructure $12 million in college debt and then try to come up with another $6 or $7 million to seed a Dubuque enterprise that would have at least initially brought very few jobs and a very limited scope of services to the community.
Dubuque's interest in Sheldon Jackson first popped up a couple years ago. Both schools have affiliation with the Presbyterian Church, and Dubuque itself nearly suffered the fate of Sheldon Jackson, coming close to closure about 10 years ago. Bullock, its current president, helped lead the turnaround, and officials in Sitka were hoping that the same thing could happen here. Meanwhile, not everyone in Sitka thinks that Dubuque's departure is a bad thing. Sitka resident Nancy Yaw Davis's father, Leslie Yaw, was first president of Sheldon Jackson College. She's been vocal about her wish to see it remain as intact as possible and hopes one day to see it used again for educational purposes. But she says now that Dubuque is out of the picture, the potential for the campus is unlimited.
Art programs, music programs, science programs, there can be businesses, new businesses on campus. There could be a wholesome extension of this really incredibly exciting town with historic content.
With help from KCAW's Robert Woolsey and Iowa Public Radio's Dean Borg, I'm Ed Ronco reporting in Sitka.